I'm joined by the Turkish journalist Mahir Zeynalov. Mahir, can you give us an idea of how Assad's interview about the downing of the Turkish jet has been going down inside Turkey?
Well, there have been reactions from politicians, so I would just like to point out from the highest authority, that would be Deputy Prime Minister Bekir Bozdağ, was categorically dismissing Assad's claims, saying that this is he's trying to shape the public opinion, and that's a campaign of deceiving public opinion. So he said, like, things and claims that Assad raised there, saying that, you know, it was under radar, and that there was a rogue soldier was just shut down. There was no communication between armies. These are all dismissed by the Turkish government. That was Deputy Prime Minister saying that. So from the opposition, they actually were in sync with the government, saying that, for example, the leader of the BBP party saying that that's not believable. What Assad said is not true. The claims are false. The leader, the deputy leader of the Nationalist Party, MHP, saying that he described it as a psychological warfare. So there have been reactions from the politicians, largely dismissing his claims, and from the intellectuals, journalists, they're just saying that Assad is trying to shape the public opinion and trying to avoid any kind of possible confrontation with Turkish army. So that was just trying to downplay the incident and trying to reduce tensions between the two countries. So that was basically how things looked in the first day of Assad's interview. And we have a second part of the interview tomorrow, and we'll see what will happen then.
As you say, he seemed to be appealing to the Turkish people above the heads of the or of the politicians. Do you think that'll work?
Well, he actually described the slain soldier as his brother, saying that the Turkish citizens are my brother. So that slain soldier is my brother, and also recalled his father's remarks and saying that, you know, I don't want a war with Syria because of my son, and saying that, you know, I bow with respect in front of him. So that was kind of like emotional appeal to Turkish people, as you stated. But again, as I said, the Turkish people, the intellectuals here, journalists and also politicians, totally dismissed his claims and his appeal. So I don't think that will work.
We've heard lots of aggressive rhetoric from Syria, from Turkish politicians over the last few weeks. And again, F-16 jets, I gather, were scrambled for a third day running near the Syrian border. Is there a sense that tension is building up?
Definitely. So it's a third day in a row that total 12 Turkish F-16s were scrambled to possibly intercept, I guess, like six Syrian helicopters. So they actually near to Turkish border as close as 1.7 miles today. So that was the closest one. And two Turkish jets were scrambled to possibly intercept these helicopters. So So in 3 days, I mean, these incidents happen. So I'm sure there will be a mistake by the Syrian side. So and I'm sure the Turkish jets will not hesitate shooting down one of those aircrafts. So that will actually mount an escalation. So it depends on how Syrian side will react. So Assad today in the interview said that, you know, we'll assess the situation if there's an attack. So he's just trying to say that, you know, we don't want to escalate tensions. So in these cases, I don't think Syria will react to any Turkish shooting. So, but again, they're provocating this, and this is almost like a de facto buffer zone Turkey created there. So Syrian tanks and aircrafts can't really approach that much to Turkish border and actually avoiding any kind of confrontation with Turkish military.
There's been reports today that of Turkish Syrian helicopters attacking rebel strongholds in Azaz in Aleppo. That's very close to the Turkish border. Is there any suggestion that those F-16s were targeting those helicopters?
Well, as you said, I mean, yesterday these incidents also happened. The tanks shelled and also the helicopters also pounded bombs on rebel strongholds in Aleppo and Idlib. near Turkish border. That was a 7 kilometers from the Turkish border. So that's alarming for Turkish military, of course. And as I said, the Turkish Syrian army can't really dare to approach more to the Turkish border. Only choppers are, you know, like just patrolling the Turkish border. So these will be regarded as threats if they fire closer, like 2 or 3 miles from the Turkish border. But it's like almost like 4 miles. So I think like up to 4 miles, Turkey will tolerate any military operation of Syria. But from that on, there might be any kind of confrontation between Turkish and the Syrian military.
Am I right in thinking that Izaz or Azaz, I don't know how you pronounce it, is about 4 miles from the border?
As far as I know, it's, yes, 4 miles, 4.5 miles away from Turkish border. So it's very close.
So that would be a kind of key test of whether there is such a de facto buffer zone.
Yes, actually, there is right now a de facto buffer zone. There are two key the crossings in southern Turkish province of Hatay, controlled by rebels, Syrian rebels, and also in the past week, in 1 week, the rebels actually were fleeing to those border areas. Syrian army was avoiding conducting operations there, so that actually was kind of a safe haven for Syrian rebels and the defected army officers. So although the aircrafts are trying to avoid from that area, tanks and also troops are still there, but still we see that there's an increasingly the establishment of the de facto buffer zone going on in the Turkish border. So I believe this is also has been in coordination with the Western powers, so they're just trying to create a safe haven for Syrian rebels in the Turkish border.
How do you see it playing out in the next few days?
Well, it depends on the how the violence is going on. So we have seen that the Western countries were very reluctant to intervene, and it's just the violence is going on. But there had been, you know, arms smuggling inside Syria, so. If there is any momentum in that the uprising there, that will be Turkish reaction. So if Syria is militarily provocates Turkish military, and if there's any confrontation, and if Turkey intervenes to occupy 3 or 4 miles to create a buffer zone or to create a security buffer zone, not only for Syrian rebels, but also for its own population. So we can see kind of like a Libya-like, Benghazi-like like momentum in the uprising. So that could be a turning point in the upcoming days. And we've seen that in third day in a row, there have been kind of like dogfight between Syrian helicopters and Turkish jets. And I'm sure there will be a mistake by the Syrian helicopters, aircrafts, and there will be shooting by the Turkish the fighter jets. So I hope not, but it seems that, you know, like it's kind of like unavoidable right now. So Turkey's reaction is key in these situations. But we see that, you know, the tensions are mounting, and the Turkey is deploying troops along the Syrian border, and the stranger aircraft batteries. So I mean, these are all our omens of the impending military confrontation with Syria.
And would public opinion in Turkey support such a confrontation?
Well, of course, emotions run high here, but there are also cool-minded people who are saying that we have no interest in Syria, so we should not intervene. But also there are people who are calling for the solid Turkish act in Syria. So, of course, no one would favor for Turkish intervention there. And Turkish officials also said that if there is an intervention in Syria, that will be with international coalition. So that's how Turkey would view the situation there. So if there's any intervention, and if they favor that, that will be in coordination and with coalition with Western powers and Arab countries. But of course, they would oppose any kind of Turkish intervention in Syria unilaterally.
Okay, Mihir, thanks very much for your time. Thank you.